Commentator Mickey Edwards says the Republican Party should be concentrating less on the presidential contest and more on winning congressional races like that one in Chicago.
The Congress is up for grabs, and keeping the Congress in Republican hands should be the party's top priority. Because Democrats did not have a majority in either the House or Senate, Bill Clinton was forced to go along with budget cuts, welfare changes, and a downsizing of the federal government that went well beyond what he originally supported. The political landscape changed in ways it would not have changed if Bill Clinton had been dealing with a Democratic Congress. And if Bill Clinton sounds like a conservative now, it's because a Republican Congress left him no choice. If the Democrats take back the Congress next month, Newt Gingrich, who is not very popular, will no longer be Speaker of the House. But the Republican programs, tax cuts, spending cuts, returning power to the states, are a lot more popular than the Speaker is, and they'll be gone too. Already, Hillary Clinton has dropped hints that when the president is reelected, the administration will start to reconsider all those welfare changes Mr. Clinton so reluctantly agreed to. With Dick Gephardt as Speaker and Tom Daschle as the new majority leader in the Senate, Bill Clinton will be freed to be Bill Clinton. Democrats have made much of the fact that the president has been the one force keeping the Republicans from doing everything they want to do. But the same is also true in reverse. It is only a Republican Congress that can keep a reelected Bill Clinton from wiping out the reforms of the past 2 years. Republicans have limited resources, and they would be far better spent on keeping the Congress than on trying to keep rolling Bob Dole's campaign up what has become an almost insurmountable hill. It would be nice to have Bob Dole in the White House. And if he loses, Republicans will be disappointed. But if he takes the Republican Congress down with him, that, for Republicans, will be a far greater disaster than merely having a Democratic president for another 4 years.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He comes to us with the help of member station WGBH in Boston.